George MacDonald, an anthology. 1. Dryness. That man is perfect in faith, who can come to God in the utter dearth of his feelings and desires, without a glow or an aspiration, with the weight of low thoughts, failures, neglects, and wandering forgetfulness, and say to him, "Thou art my refuge." 2. Inexorable love. Nothing is inexorable but love. Love which will yield to prayer is imperfect and poor, nor is it then the love that yields, but its alloy. For love loves unto purity. Love has ever in view the absolute loveliness of that which it beholds. Where loveliness is incomplete, and love cannot love its fill of loving, it spends itself to make more lovely, that it may love more. It strives for perfection, even that itself may be perfected, not in itself, but in the object. Therefore all that is not beautiful in the beloved, all that comes between and is not of love's kind, must be destroyed. And our God is a consuming fire. 3. Divine burning. He will shake heaven and earth, that only the unshakable may remain. He is a consuming fire, that only that which cannot be consumed may stand forth eternal. It is the nature of God, so terribly pure that it destroys all that is not pure as fire, which demands like purity in our worship. He will have purity. It is not that the fire will burn us if we do not worship thus. Yea, will go on burning within us after all that is foreign to it has yielded to its force, no longer with pain and consuming, but as the highest consciousness of life, the presence of God. 4. The beginning of wisdom. How should the Hebrews be other than terrified at that which was opposed to all they knew of themselves, beings judging it good to honour a golden calf? Such as they were, they did well to be afraid. Fear is nobler than sensuality. Fear is better than no God, better than a God made with hands. The worship of fear is true, although very low, and though not acceptable to God in itself, for only the worship of spirit and of truth is acceptable to him, yet even in his sight it is precious. For he regards men not as they are merely, but as they shall be. Not as they shall be merely, but as they are now growing or capable of growing, toward that image after which he made them, that they might grow to it. Therefore 1,000 stages, each in itself all but valueless, are of inestimable worth as the necessary and connected gradations of an infinite progress. A condition which of declension would indicate a devil may of growth indicate a saint. 5. The unawakened. Can it be any comfort to them to be told that God loves them so that he will burn them clean? They do not want to be clean, and they cannot bear to be tortured. 6. Sinai. And is not God ready to do unto them even as they fear, though with another feeling and a different end from any which they are capable of supposing? He is against sin. Insofar as, and while, they and sin are one, he is against them, against their desires, their aims, their fears, and their hopes. And thus he is altogether and always for them. That thunder and lightning and tempest, that blackness torn with the sound of a trumpet, that visible horror billowed with the voice of words, was all but a faint image of what God thinks and feels against vileness and selfishness, of the unrest of unassuageable repulsion with which he regards such conditions. 7. No. When we say that God is love, do we teach men that their fear of him is groundless? No. As much as they fear will come upon them, possibly far more. The wrath will consume what they call themselves, so that the selves God made shall appear.